This week's episode of The Ghouls Are Back will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
I am the greatest masked wrestler in the history of Lucha Libre, and you are watching the Shining Wizards. No job, amigo.
All right, welcome to episode 809 of What's Left of the Shining Wizards Podcast. Tonight, we go all in on this AEW talk as they have put on a hell of a show across the pond. Plus, we hit on some WWE, some JCW maybe, some Dark Side, AAA, who knows what else. So let's get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brundo.
A double T.
That's it
right now. I would love to sit here and make fun of Handsome Kevin, but he's in the exact same position I was 4 months ago, 4 weeks ago, when I purchased a new laptop. So HK he's in the queue down below, right? He can't hear us, but he can see.
He seems like he's handling it a little better.
Well, he said, and quote, a couple minutes ago, I might snap.
I don't know if I'd want to see what that snap would look like.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I can't imagine
him flying off the handle.
I don't want to see it because he's pretty like a calm, like even keel kind of character.
Yeah.
So like if he goes, it's going to be bad. And Tony's celebrating his anniversary.
So happy anniversary to Tony and his wife. Absolutely, you know, good for them.
And I think his son starts college tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
True Prince of Pro, absolutely right. HK has no ears. Poor guy's going to listen back to this. Oh, that was me. I'm not used to the new laptop. So I'm used to, this is not a MacBook. This is a Lenovo? I don't know what that is.
I don't.
But it's great. It's great. I have no problem with the like everything's great, but I only use it for the podcast. So like I turn it on at like 6:45 on Monday, and then when we're done, I close and that's it. So I don't like use this. I don't want to like make this like a laptop where I use for like all the other shit that I do, like my mail and social media and all this other shit. So like, I just want to keep this as the podcast laptop. So I'm not used to it. So like,
yeah,
the buttons are very,
to be
sensitive.
Fair, how many people really use their laptops for all that stuff at this point? Like I haven't signed on to Facebook or a lot of other places on a laptop in years. Like you have everything on your phone right now.
I use my laptop for everything though.
Yeah. I will use Twitter if I'm contacting guests that won't show up. Just because it's easier to type up
there. At least you know what you're signing up for.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. This last year was fun.
Yeah, we don't have like a list though, do we?
You have a list, right?
There's so many lists that I have, but I don't think we have like a complete list of every single guest that has wronged us.
No, because some of them, it wasn't even their fault. So,
what do you mean?
You know, shit happens. You take a booking someplace else.
And, oh, yeah, of course.
You're making money on Mondays.
You're going to do an interview with a podcast while you're walking through a fucking park because it means it's that important to you.
But yeah, yes.
Keep wrestling in the fucking backyards and fucking killing yourself, dipshits.
Very true.
Can I tell you something else, Brendelfly?
I'd like you to.
Oh, a programming note, friends. Just get this out of the way early. Next Monday, Labor Day, we're going to do Breakfast with the Wizards. We're going to start at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and I don't know what the Hawaiians are. If there's any Hawaiians out there, I apologize. You can just listen to the show on fucking whatever device you listen to podcasts on. But next Monday, Labor Day show. So, you know, I know you guys kind of are in a routine. You come at 7, you hang out, we have a good time. But next Monday, 11 a.m. start time, because we're going to enjoy the rest of our Labor Day with our friends and family and loved ones and get really
aggravated. We will find another USWA show to watch along with during this episode.
This is the first I'm hearing of this. Can I confirm or deny it? Secondly, if you are watching this or you're listening to this and you have not subscribed to our YouTube, go over to youtube.com/theshiningwizards and just hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. It's free and it's one of the best ways you can support us. If you got a couple dollars and you want to rock a brand new Shining Wizards t-shirt, don't forget we have a pro wrestling tee store. ProWrestlingTees.com/Shining Wizards or Wizards Podcast. God, you think I should know this? God damn it, son of a bitch.
I mean, you put in Shining Wizards Podcast into the Google search, I'm sure all this stuff would come right up.
Yeah, it's Shining Wizards. ProWrestlingTees.com/Shining Wizards. And then we're coming to that time of the year now. Tomorrow is September. Summer's fucking over. And that means the fall is upon us. And you know what that means? The ballot.
Anniversary show.
Well, that too, but the ballots for the Shining Wizards Hall of Fame will be sent to you. How do you get a ballot? Sign up to the Patreon. Any level, $1, $2, $3, you get a ballot. You get to vote. You get to be a part of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast Hall of Fame. Nominate who's going into the class of 2027.
It was a hell of a class last year, so... And we're not going to put 5 schmucks ahead of time like we did last year.
So no, we're going to leave it up to
all you guys and us.
So,
but mostly you guys.
Yeah, check out the Patreon. And even if you sign, there's a free level. Sign up at the free level. I don't give a shit. We'll send you a ballot. The rest is up to you. You got to send it back to us.
Yes. That was very easy last year, I remember.
Yes. Your definition of easy and mine are two completely different things. But very I do, Brendo, I do want to bring something up because we're going to talk about AEW All In, right?
Yes.
And I know Raw was taped tonight, right?
It was taped on Friday?
Yeah. Yes. So Raw and SmackDown.
So instead of, they taped Friday's SmackDown last Monday. Then they taped Raw and this Friday's SmackDown last Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
So everything's taped, right? And then we got, you know, big news at All In, right? With the new level signing with AEW. I used to be like, I don't want spoilers, right? Like I'm a type of guy, I don't want spoilers, right? And then the answer was always, well, if you don't want spoilers, don't go to the fucking news sites. Well, guess what? Now I can't. This fucking phone, every phone. It
your
learns
wife looks amazing there, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, cat mustache. It learns the algorithms. It learns what you like. So even I don't follow certain accounts because I don't want, like, it still shows up in my feed.
Yeah, so it's near impossible to get away from spoilers at this point. You have to just not go on social media.
and I would love to be like, oh, it's very easy to not go on social media, but like my job usually entails a lot of standing around. Right? If the food, I do a party at somebody's house, the first half an hour you feed everybody, and then the next 45 minutes I'm doing nothing. So it's just human nature in 2026. I just go on my phone. And the first thing I do when I open up a Facebook or a Twitter or an Instagram is I see these stories for things I'm not subscribed to
all the time.
So I'm not actively looking to see if the New Day is signed with AEW, but the first thing that comes up on my feed is a Fightful thing, and I don't even follow fucking Fightful on my personal accounts that says the New Day have signed with AEW, and that was Saturday. Well, I don't want that. Like, how do you stop this now? Like,
you have to at least on Twitter, you have to switch from, I think it's like the following, you switch to the following button. That, like, there's two ways you could your like feed you? Can go. For you, or if you go to following, you would, that would work.
Twitter is not really a problem with it. It's Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. Years ago, when Jericho Omega happened for New Japan, me and my friends were going to watch that whole card, but we couldn't get together until like 4 or 5 o'clock that day. So we all said, we're going to get away from, we're not going to do anything. We're not going on Instagram on anything. I thought I was safe on Facebook, but somehow, you know, 6 years before this, I followed a fake Chris Jericho page, and that shit comes up, and that happened.
Yeah, it's maddening. And I know like all these websites and stuff, they have jobs they have to do, but like maybe the signings, like, you can wait till after they debut. I know it's like a mad rush, but it's like I can't stop it. I don't know how to stop it.
Everybody wants to be the one to drop the news first, so
it's crazy. And like, I don't want, like, look, if you're gonna watch Raw tonight, like, I already know who won. I know who's facing, and I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody because that's not my style. But like, I saw it like after they taped it; it just showed up on my fucking feed. It's annoying.
I mean, everybody kind of knew who would. I won't even go there.
I know, but like, you knew, like, the reports going into All In were that the New Day was going to debut, right? Which is great. I don't want to know. I don't give a shit who signed to the company. Tell me after the fact that they signed. Tell me they're fucking All Elite. Give them their graphic. Like, you tell me beforehand, and that kind of, that takes a little bit of the wind out of the sails.
Yeah, yeah. There's been tons of things over the years where I've been like, man, I really wish I didn't know this. Like, back in the day where you had to actively seek out spoilers going into like wrestling websites or whatnot. It's not like you were going to get your Raw spoilers on MySpace or Zanga or whatever else you're following.
Now you can't get away from them.
Yep.
I don't want them. I don't want to know. God damn. It's like, I don't know. When was it like, you know, everyone had to be like the first to fucking know. Like, it's not a contest. Doesn't it take out, if you knew who was going to win a football game on Sunday, would you fucking watch?
Absolutely not.
So, like, I just don't understand. Oh, I like to know. I have to be in the know. Like, stop. You don't have to be in the fucking know.
There have been times where I used to look at spoilers just to see if I really wanted to watch it or not. But even now, like, I really don't. I don't do that. But then again, I don't really watch a lot, as much wrestling as I wish I could.
Yeah, you and me both, buddy. This week was this was the struggle. This was a struggle for me to get through All In a timely fashion and make sure I was capable of talking about it tonight.
Yeah, because
work is still fucking busy for me, thankfully. But it's like, it's fucking, I mean, goddamn, I was fucking out all day and I'm still texting you guys at fucking 5:30, and you're like, yeah, it just ended like 15 minutes ago. I'm like, well, I don't know where am I going to find fucking 5.5 hours between like coming home.
Actually, the main show it didn't feel as long, because I think it was 4 hours, 15 minutes, the actual like main show. So that didn't feel that as long as plenty of other pay-per-views, but definitely I watched it live and it was a definite better feel and different feel starting at 1 o'clock than, you know, 7 o'clock or even 6 o'clock.
Of course. But like, for me, like, it's like, Monday's my only day off. And I fucking worked today. I picked up a shift today because I'm off Saturday because I'm going to a concert. So it was like, where am I going to, like, I have to find the time. Like, and that kind of, for me, it makes it feel like a chore. Like, yes, I want to watch it, but also, like, I got laundry to do. I haven't seen my wife in a week because she's been busy at work. Like, I want to do other stuff besides, like, just coming home and sitting in my chair like a fucking potato and trying to watch. You know, when you fast forward through a lot of the entrances and all the bullshit, you know, and I shaved off a lot of time, but still, it's like, you know, it's fucking 5:30. Like, I'm on the main event. Like, I still have to watch homework. I still have to get all the videos ready because Tony's not here tonight. Like, it's a mad dash.
Yeah. I mean, that's really why I don't watch, like, Raw or SmackDown or whatnot. It's the same type of reasons you mentioned. It's like, do I really want to spend 2 hours watching SmackDown on a Friday night, or do I want to watch a movie with my kid? Or do I want to get off of here and watch Raw or whatnot, or do I want to go to bed?
Right, of course. No, and look, and then, you know, the plus side in this day and age is that, which is another, we got to talk about this. This is a weird thing I thought about yesterday too. But the plus side is, like, if something big happens on Raw, you could just find the clip online. And you can you know, 2.5 hours, like, boom, it's there. Yeah. Right? Brundlefly, you grew up a wrestling fan, right? We were ordering pay-per-views. Oh, yeah. We were ordering pay-per-views left and right.
Oh, of course.
It blows my mind now that these wrestling companies give away, like, the biggest parts of matches for free on social media.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like, the Britt Baker return, 5 minutes later, it's all over their social media. And granted, it happened on the pre-show,
yeah.
But you look through the Young Bucks and Cajun Cope stuff is up there. The Okada, the Triple Threat is up there. The main events, like, not the whole, but very important pieces.
Yeah, it's not like they're gonna, you know, push you towards ordering it 2 days later anymore, like WWF used to. You know, oh, you didn't watch it on Sunday, you still have a chance to watch it on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's just wild to me. Like, the times have changed so much, you know. And even after, I don't watch the press conference stuff, but even afterwards, like, Tony Khan was like, this is our most successful pay-per-view, like, and this, we did this many buys, and it's like, great, but, like, I don't know. When, I don't know shit, I don't know how to run a business, but I would think, like, well, I guess in this day and age, it's so easy to just find a fucking torrent or an illegal way to watch something, or you get a VPN and just sign up for my AEW and pay the $120 for the year, and then you get access to everything.
Yeah. 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 Blows my mind. It's absolutely wild. But what a hell of a pay-per-view it was.
Holy cow. Holy cow. Yeah. Yes. I skipped the pre-show.
I did not. I always make sure I watch Boom and Doom because I love fucking Big Boom AJ. And I want to see his freaking kid spear somebody every time. It never gets old.
True Prince of Pro. If the company doesn't post it on social media, they know someone else is going to do it. So they might as well get the social media attention from their own platforms.
That is so true.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. It's just so...
Yeah. I mean, how many people do you follow these days that... are always throwing clips out there, like a Drain Maker or Mings Mullet or, you know, guys like that.
Right. Of course. Yeah, no, I get it. It's just such a foreign, so far from, like, you know, they couldn't show, like, you know, you'd watch a Raw after a pay-per-view and they could just show the still clips. They couldn't actually show the action stuff. And then you had to, if you didn't record it and you didn't order the replay, you had to wait, like, I don't know, 90 days before the VHS came out, and then that was like $60.
Oh my god, I can't imagine. It still blows my mind how expensive some of those tapes were.
Yeah, I recorded everything illegally. I could give, like, every fucking pay per view we ordered, it went the VCR. Boom, bang, orangutan.
Absolutely, I had 2 boxes of TNA weekly pay per views at one point. Upstairs in my attic.
I don't know if I would tell people that, Brenda.
Oh, I always tell people that. Some of the greatest shit in the world came out of those weekly pay-per-views. You wanted a you want to watch wrestling where Jonah from Tough Enough and Vader show up two segments apart, TNA.
You want to check on HK? HK, how you doing over there?
One in the thumbs stink. Up. Hammer it home.
All right, one in the stink. Hammer it home. Good for you, buddy. How about now?
Balls deep, Patty Brown.
Don't know who that is. Is it working yet? I guess not.
Shut the fuck up.
I guess not.
Taking your fucking head for it, Tony.
Tony's only here, HK. What are you doing?
Now, how do you like that stink? All
right. Who's not, motherfucker?
That's hurtful.
You knock it off.
No, you knock it off, buddy.
How dare you?
I forget that we can add those there.
Yeah. Yeah, it only took me, what, like 2 years on this podcast before I realized I could click those?
Yeah, I don't know who. I think Tony put them there.
Yeah, Tony put them all there.
But you just mentioned
can't click the wrong one.
It's okay. As long as you're clicking something and it's playing something. Yeah. You mentioned All In. I didn't watch the pre-show. You watched the pre-show. Or not the pre-show. You watched Big Boom.
I watched, yeah.
Sick fan. And then they did the gimmick again where like the pre-show ends in the middle of the Gauntlet Battle Royal.
Yeah. Yeah. So that actually surprised me. I really thought, and I heard this on another podcast too, and it made so much sense. I thought that like a minute beforehand, they would hit the wild card and then it would be the New Day, New Level or whatever would come up and be like, oh my God, you know, it's look who it is. Well, join us on my AEW or whatever it is right afterwards. Like that would, they would try and get a couple extra buys to surprise you that way, but they didn't. I ran to my brother's house and I showed up literally just in time to start the pay-per-view there.
Yeah. I saw who won the trio going. It was like fucking 40 minutes long too. Like,
oh my God, that was long. Thankfully I saw it from the New Day entrance. Okay, and even so that was another like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was long. And you can like, you could pin them, you could submit them, you could eliminate them over the top rope.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. I feel like they never did that like that before.
No, I don't think, well, they never did a trios gauntlet.
Oh yeah, good point.
Good Lord. I mean, there was
the only thing I'm sad I missed on the pre-show gauntlet match was, Roddy and his wife having a face off and him backbreaking his own wife.
Roddy got the best of her.
Yep. Good for him.
I don't understand the, I guess Persephone needed to get her win back, right? She is like the CMLL women's champion, right? Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. CMLL world women's champion.
So I guess like she's losing a bunch on AEW TV. I guess it was a make good to have her beat Maya World, which we all, I think, lost that. I don't think anyone took Persephone.
I think we all kind of lost a bunch.
Actually, you know what? You, me and you did shitty. HK, yes. And Tony each went 7-4. Tony, I played a game of Fortnite with Tony last night, and he was like, we fucking sucked at picks. And then I did the picks this morning. I was like, 7-4 isn't terrible. Like, me and Brenda went fucking 5-6.
Yeah.
HK is nipping at your heels. He is four games behind you.
Yeah, there's plenty of time for him to catch up.
I just continue to sink further and further into the fucking abyss.
I mean, I also picked the Sisters of Sin. I assumed at some point they gotta win something.
They will never win again.
They just came back, you know. We'll get into it later, but the Brawling Birds were gonna win. You get like a heel team to face them afterwards. Nope.
No, the Sisters of Sin, all they do is lose.
They should just compete in nothing but death matches, and then Sky Blue maybe will get some wins.
I just have Sky Blue do it.
Yeah. Did you see the picture of her covered in blood from over the weekend?
Yes. A great touch of her to wear white, too.
Yes. Yeah. She knows what she's doing. If you watch like interviews, there was one interview. I think it was with like Ariel or something where she said she wanted to get more into death matches and take light tubes and everything. And Kyle Fletcher is sitting right next to her, looking more and more like haunted or whatnot by her answers every question.
Would you like to know the last time the Sisters of Sin won a tag team match on AEW TV?
I'm going to guess it's January of this year.
Close. December of last year.
Wow.
December of last year at the World's End Zero Hour, they beat Hyann and My World. Yeah. They've won a couple of trios matches.
That's not the match. That was a collision match, that the Hyann Maya World match where they took over for Nixon Newell.
Yes.
Yes.
They've won a couple of a Triangle of Madness matches where it was a three-way, and they've won two tag matches on ROH TV. But they continuously get women's tag title shots. Oh, they're the fucking Stardom women tag team champions too.
I think the three of them.
Yeah.
They're like a trios champion. Yeah, over there.
Yeah, they suck shit.
What could
Sorry.
Be and what isn't.
Okay, so but yes. So you went Sisters of Sin, right? And I think the same My World's been winning like all these crazy four ways, right? Like she's like, we're strapping the rocket to this girl. Like she's it's a great story. She's good in the ring. She puts on great matches. Like I'm in, right? So sure, she should beat fucking Persephone.
Apparently, well, we all think that.
She doesn't beat Persephone.
Nope.
And on top of that, they bring back Dr. Britt Baker, who gets a huge fucking pop.
Of course she does. She's been gone for a year. Anytime somebody's going to come back, they're going to get a pop this day and age.
And then she attacks Maya World, which at this point doesn't make any sense to me because Maya World has nothing to offer. She's not a champion anymore. Now she's just a former champion. And then you find out later in the pre-show that like she's teaming with Persephone because Persephone doesn't like Thunder Rosa either. So like they have a common enemy.
Yeah.
But then
that feud was like 5 years ago. Four or five years ago, too.
And then you fast forward to the end of the night with Mercedes beating Willow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's Mercedes? It was the only match on the card where there was a clear baby face and a clear heel, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I would say so.
But now who's the baby face that's going to chase Mercedes? Thekla baby face?
I feel like they can do it with Thekla because she's so freaking entertaining. Like she could be that like tweener, like baby face heel person. Like as soon as she starts calling Mercedes a dumb bitch and, you know, tells her to fuck off or whatever she does, and she's going to be people are going to cheer for her.
Sure. But then who's else is left on the baby face side? Stat? Harley Cameron? You just took the tag title off of Megan Bain and Lena Cross. It's all heels. It's all
Thunder
heel
Rosa,
women.
Yeah, Thunder Rosa, Queen Aminata.
I mean, I love me Queen Aminata and some chocolate kisses, but...
Unless they're thinking about... I love her too. But unless they're hoping that Kairi comes over, she could be a big baby face.
Right, Toni Storm coming back. We don't know what her deal is.
If she got juiced by Juice, she's going to be out for a lot longer than this.
What did I hear? Heard on Ruby Soho is cleared to come back, or
she could be a quick, like, you know, 1 month challenger of the month while somebody gets healthy or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It felt like such a. I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought Willow and Mercedes was a great match.
It absolutely was.
And
yeah,
but I just don't know like where like does Willow go after her? Like Stat, I don't care about Stat. Like she's in a tag team with Harley Cameron now, but it's like who is like I don't know who are the we have a babyface tag team champion now. We have a heel world champion, and I don't know. Who's what?
Yeah. Trying to think. I mean, are they hoping... Who else got released recently? Nikki Storm, they could... Or Nikki Ash or whatever, they could bring in.
But I mean, you mentioned Kairi.
Yeah, Kairi Sane. Right. But even if she wants to come back over here, maybe she's happy doing her thing over in Japan again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you, Matthew Birch. Britt Baker last wrestled in November 2024. Bringing her back as a heel, such a weird choice when the fans are obviously going to be excited to see her back. Yes.
And they got that Rebel Heart show coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, where she's going to get cheered like fucking crazy.
Yep.
I just, let's make it like I get it. You want to, the bad guys are cool. We cheer the bad guys, but like, this doesn't make any sense. The whole women's division feels off now. There's no fucking tag teams in the women's division. Who the Brawling Brutes? You're gonna get it. I mean, look, I would not be upset if we did another Divine Dominion run, but like, at some point, you have to bring in some more women tag teams. And the Sisters of Sin, they're shit. They've been booked like shit for a year.
Yeah. The what's her name? The Inspiration, Jessica McKay. Jesse McKay's pregnant. Yep. I mean, would be fun to have Cassie Lee have a run here. She can go when she wants to.
And I don't know what the fuck's going on in Ring of Honor. Do they have
nobody knows what's going
on?
They
have women down there though, right? Like Deonna Purrazzo's still there.
Deonna Purrazzo's their pure champion, Athena, Diamante, Billy Starks, yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like a weird. It's just weird. Like the booking of that is weird. We'll see Wednesday because we got another title celebration and Swerve and Company are going to defend the titles against the Rascals, which I fucking kicked myself for that. I know.
Oops is garbage at this point.
But they put the TV title on Andretti and Bowens and Hook, and you're like, all right, but then like Leo Rush is like a dog or whatever the fuck he is. He's got black shit coming all out of his face.
He's a fucking golem or whatever.
Basically, yeah, I wish I had that pick back. I really do.
Yeah, that's another one. I just assumed that, you know, same with you. Action Andretti just got put in. There's Shibata who could easily kick anybody's head off. And no. Yeah. The ops, that's another one. They sure fell from grace.
Oh my God, yes. Like Joe isn't around, right?
Joe isn't around. I think he might be doing Twisted Metal,
whatever the fuck's called, yeah.
Yeah. He might be doing that. And then, you know, obviously Will Hobbs is on the other show and nobody cares about Hook.
Are you with us? Hey. One. Two, three, banana.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. There he is.
Oh, fucking way.
This Kevin, can you hear us? No.
Golly, fuck this. God. Oh, boy. Hey, motherfucker. Woo, boy. These motherfuckers. Woo, boy. All right. How are you guys?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
We're just about the end of the show.
Good night, Diana. Holy shit. These motherfuckers. I tell you, man, like it's brand new. This shit is brand new. I shouldn't have a fucking issue with it at all. It should be just fucking fine, man. It should be just fucking fine. I got it. I got the shit yesterday. I took the time. I set everything up. I was in StreamYard. Everything was good. I hopped back in today. Everything's fucking shit house. I'm over here punching myself in the fucking nads. Just fuck me. Trying to get connected. Losing my goddamn mind.
You got a wife for that.
She's at the fair. She's at the fair today. So it's just me. This is, man, I didn't break anything, but double T. I feel you, Playboy. I feel you.
When you listen back, I sent some sympathy your way. I feel your pain. I know what you're going through.
Well, it's,
break something.
I wouldn't do that. It's just the fucking problem is you know what I did? All I did, I went and I started troubleshooting different ways to see what's wrong with why I can't connect to the live shit, right? Why, as soon as we get connected to live shit, everything goes sideways. I'm like, well, update your browser. I'm like, motherfucker, it's a brand new computer. I updated everything yesterday. Everything. So I'm bitching at StreamYard now. StreamYard doesn't have a good fucking support team. All right. They just don't.
No, they don't.
They can eat a shit. They can
suck. Not as bad as Twitter's, but I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I never have this problem over on the Riverside. Never have an issue. Fuck, connected, everything goes fine. So StreamYard, suck it for me one time. And they said, well, maybe you need to use a different browser.
Well, what browser are you using?
So now I downloaded a new browser. Now I'm in fucking Google. I got the Google browser going now.
Google,
I was in the whatever Microsoft Google browser. Yeah, that's what I'm in now. I got a hold of my birthday buddy because I know that he's a bit of a tech man, right?
Okay.
And yeah. He said, I've sent him my speed test, everything. He's like, you know what? You're running good. He said, yeah, whatever it was, like the 340 ain't bad. It's got to be, what do you say, StreamYard sucking the bandwidth. Suck my nads.
But you're here now, buddy.
Yeah, I am. Am I doing okay or am I lagging pretty bad? It's fucking something else, man.
I mean, we can hear you. That's what counts.
We can hear you. We can see you. Your screen is a little grainy.
The fuck is my screen grainy for?
Well, you look like you're in the dark. You got lights in your house? Like, I don't know.
I got lights in my house. I pay the bills.
Okay.
Yeah, you're high income Kevin.
Thank you, Brundlefly. Well, see you later. Back here if you need me.
Yeah, but no, you're good now. You're here. We see you. We hear you.
And you know, this problem has only started, the last like 3-4 weeks, whatever the fuck it is? Why would that be an issue? Like, I don't fucking
care. Maybe it's because I fixed my issue and found a new person to fuck the left. The guy at the bottom is calm. Let's fuck with him now that we fuck with the crazy one.
That's what it is, too, isn't it? Let's see if we break that handsome guy.
Dude, you see that double T guy smash his soundboard before the show even started? Oh, my God. Let's see who else we can fuck with. Cocksuckers.
Good times.
Whew. All right. Well, HK,
yeah.
We just touched the tip of the iceberg with AEW All In.
Okay,
I know it was an afternoon affair. I do feel bad, and I was busy this week. I feel like WWE misinformed me because the AAA show was also on Sunday afternoon at noon, and I swear to God, when I watched AAA last Monday, they said it was Saturday.
Yeah, I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Don't remember. I know that, what was it, NXT had an event over the weekend,
yes,
too.
Yes, Heat Wave.
I didn't realize that until earlier today.
Yeah. A couple of my friends went home and watched that after AEW, and they said it was a clear cut what was a better pay-per-view.
Yeah, Heat Wave.
Well, fucking, they had Miles Bourne and Jackson Drake wrestle twice on the fucking show.
Miles Bourne is fucking great. Jackson Drake only once.
No, he wrestled in a tag match, and he won the fucking North American title. Yeah, he won two titles.
I thought he was the other two schmucks.
No, he's in the Vanity Project.
Yeah, yeah. Vanity Project was Brad Baylor, I swear that's a real name, and Ricky Smokes. They won the tag titles.
Okay.
Jackson Drake won the North American title.
Oh, maybe it was with Jackson Drake. Gotcha.
Yes, and not one babyface won a match on NXT Heatwave last night.
That's fucking... That's ballsy. That is some ballsy play right there.
Yeah. That's now, I can't imagine that would have ever happened except maybe like an NWO pay-per-view.
Too sweet. Now, HK, you were in your internet hell, but you went 7. You and Tony went 7-4 at the pay-per-view. You are 4 games behind Brundlefly. You are nipping at Brundlefly's heels. Me and Brundlefly went 5-6. We ate fucking shit sandwiches. AEW shit sandwiches.
It was like a TNA pay-per-view for us.
I'm up in the rankings?
You're getting there. You definitely made some distance. Yeah, there's some distance between me and you now. I'm still fucking at the bottom. But you're right on Brundo's ass.
I like that. It's a good place to be. Just hope
Walk. I'll take you on that ass anytime.
Nice.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for, brother.
Brother. Yeah, I'm just glad we didn't pick that what was it, Gauntlet or Scramble, whatever the hell it was. Glad we didn't pick that and that other one.
The Casino Battle Royal?
What, did you pick both of them, right?
No.
No, he picked fucking Jericho to win the Casino Battle Royal.
I haven't watched AEW in like a month, man. Maybe more.
All right. But did you watch the pre-show or did you just watch the main show?
I started watching, I think, at the the Battle Royal gimmick that they did for the tag teams, the Trios Battle Royal.
Trios, okay.
So okay.
I did think before that I didn't catch, and I think it was just timing. So Duke and I were recording that Sunday morning. So as soon as we got wrapped up there, then it's kind of when I got to hop onto the treadmill and start watching the show.
Nice. All right. Well, that's where we are then. We just briefly talked about the weird Persephone, Persephone, Maya World with Britt coming back as a heel, and now the divisions are all off. Right? We got Mercedes is the heel women's champion. We don't really have any babyface women, right? And then we got babyface tag team champions, but we don't have any fucking heel tag teams at all.
We don't have any really tag teams at all.
Well, no, that's not. I mean, you got the goddamn birds and the ones that just squared off for the
yeah,
take.
The birds, okay, you got two tag teams.
You got two, yeah.
All right, you got three with the Sisters of Sin that lose.
They lose all the every time. Fucking week.
Yeah, they count.
I would have thought like they would have kept Persephone and Sheeta together, but I guess not.
Yeah, Sheeta can just go away. Really, I'm already tired. I'm tired of her being back. She can go away again. I didn't see the Britt Baker stuff, and I still haven't seen a replay or a clip exactly. How exactly did that play out?
But so she pushed. There was a hooded figure that came out and pushed Maya World off the top rope, and that helped Persephone get the victory. And then Persephone champion, she leaves, and the hooded figure goes in the ring. Beats up my world and then puts her in the lockjaw, and then people go crazy because they know this it's Britt's move, and she gets up and she takes off the mask, and it's Britt Baker, and the place goes fucking crazy.
God, would have been so much better if it wasn't Britt Baker.
She's had a year and change to improve off again.
No, I'm just saying she has been away. And I don't like her at all, but if they would have, and I'm just throwing out like a any name, right? That Casey Catanzaro, whatever the fuck her name is, like
Vert Vixen or something like that, comes out.
Have them show up and they do that and then reveal themselves not to be Britt Baker, fucking gold, right? They hate, right? Hate happens there. But for her to do it and reveal that it is her, kind of lets me down.
That did work, the one.
Now we lost Brundo.
Is Brundo? Is it? Oh no,
that's Brundo.
Time
Brundo's
when GCW
now.
Went out for Nick Gage and thing. Oh right, yeah. Everybody was just spinning. I'm back, I guess.
I mean, the renewal's in like a week, so there's an alternative. There's a fucking alternative where we can, you know. I mean, this is finally, like, we can cast it on all the channels. Everything's live. Twitter's finally been live for, like, the last year and a half. I can generate AI clips. It's very easy to edit. You find me another program where it's easy to do all that stuff, because clearly I am a maniac, and if I have to learn things that doesn't go well, I will gladly switch over to it.
Oh, here we go. Al, this is exactly what I was saying while StreamYard shat on me. Cardona when he got Gage with came out and did the Moxley skulk or whatnot. Yeah.
It would have been a lot more fun if that's what, you know, to me at least, if that's what they did, just to fucking tease it a little bit. Like I still think you can bring Britt back in that situation. Like you could have some, you know, somebody that you sign, somebody new or even somebody that's already on the roster, do that spot where she hits him with the lockjaw or whatever it is. Then have Britt come out and attack the person that did that, right? Then Britt, you have back as a face. Whoever did it, you have as a heel, and you're off to the races. But just having her come back, hooded figure, lockjaw, and heel doesn't do much for me.
To play off what you said, even like have them being like, oh, you know, I'm doing what Britt's been doing, what she's doing like a backstage thing, and then, you know, all of a sudden Britt's behind her. Imagine the fucking pop then.
Right.
And then you get somebody else getting over.
And then to Brundo's point, like they're doing that Rebel Heart show in like 2 weeks. You don't think they're going to fucking go crazy for Britt Baker?
Right.
When they're doing a fundraising show for Rebel? Like, come on. What? I don't understand the thought process here.
I'm with you.
I mean, how much drugs is Tony Khan on?
A lot. You've seen his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Did they have a third person for a while, Britt and Rebel?
Wasn't it Jamie Hayter?
It was Jamie Hayter. Yeah, that's right.
All right, and then Jamie Hayter's like, oh, it's nice to see Britt back. I'd love to tangle with her. But you're a fucking tag team champion now. So what are we going to get? The Brawling Birds against Britt and Persephone? Well, she's the TBS champion. I don't want to see that. Make me a tag team. Now. Also, fuck you and your Continental Classic and this Jon Moxley, Death Rider fucking bullshit. I'm so done with it. I hope the Death Riders and Jon Moxley got locked in Wembley Stadium. Nobody knows about it. And they're in the basement and they just have to eat each other like it's alive. I'm fucking tired of them. I'm so fucking tired of them. The fucking Death Riders, their heels, their fucking faces. This fucking whole fucking dumb tournament was just so Nigel could get a match in Wembley, which he should have fucking won. Do something fucking different. This dickhead wins and he goes off to celebrate in the fucking crowd like a fucking asshole, this Jon Moxley dickhead. And at the end of the night, he's handing fucking Will Ospreay a fucking flag. Oh, let's just forget that Will Ospreay fucking was part of the Death Riders and then they fucking tried to suffocate Kenny Omega with a bag and Will Ospreay fucking went after him and he gave his patch back and they're fucking feuding, but no, he's there. He's the last guy he sees before he goes out the fucking curtain. Am I the only one that thought this was the fucking dumbest shit in the world?
I like that part. I didn't. I'm with you on the.
He's smiling at him. He gives him his fucking the Union Jack. Hey, buddy, here, take this. You fucking asshole.
Here's your flag. It's fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome. Take the flag.
Everyone's
fucking
like,
awesome.
Everyone's like this. Oh, Kenny Omega. Oh. Fucking dick sucking. None of it makes sense. Everybody's such a cuck for everybody. It's online, everybody. Oh, this is amazing. I babble O'Reilly. This is beautiful. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I love that. I love that entrance. Truth be told.
And then this fucking asshole's out to fit his fucking guinea tee and his dumb fucking shirt or whatever the fuck he's wearing. Gives him a flag. And Osprey's like, yeah, no problem, buddy. And Moxie's like, yeah, get him, tough guy. What? Did I miss something? Did I miss fucking something on Collision? A throwaway fucking Collision?
Probably not.
They're all throwaways. Watching the intro package with his mom talking and all that kind of stuff, like I thought that was interesting. Like I didn't mind that, like trying to build up, you know, kind of that special feeling to the to the match, all that kind of stuff. The thing I didn't like about the one, it was not no DQ, right?
No, but it's referee. It's a title match.
Referee's discretion. Yeah,
right. I hate that shit. You know that. Fucking Kenny Omega was just unbearable throughout this match, and not like in a way that I enjoy my heels. You know what I mean? Like the different voices he was doing when he talked to them, like I was just annoying the piss out of me watching him. Like the way he worked this match just fucking annoyed me. It was just annoying to me. And I think that these two work well together. I don't have any giant complaints about the match itself. It's way more spot fest than I like my wrestling to be, but just the way that he was operating in the match. Oh, he was annoying the piss out of me.
See, I like the way Kevin Omega was working because this kind of Kenny Omega. Sorry, Double T. Somebody else can't fucking talk either. Yeah, I'll suck the mic off better after that. Damn right. But yeah, I like the way it made me feel like he was back when he was the cleaner Kevin. Kenny Omega. I'm always saying fucking Kenovan Omega. It made me feel like he was back then when he was, you know, feuding with fucking Tanahashi and he was an asshole with the Bucks and everything. And I really like that version of him. And this, like you said, I fucking love this match. It didn't feel long at all to me. And I think it was like 35 minutes. It blew by. With the entrances between him and Ospreay, both, it just had a big match feel to it. And it absolutely felt like this would be their WrestleMania main event in a way, too.
Yeah, look, I love the match. I thought the match was awesome. Right, Duncan? But, like, I thought it was cool. Like, he walked by, like, I get the Zack Sabre thing, right? I get the Michael Oku thing, right? I get that. Ricochet. He had the United Empire with him. All right. Ricochet, right? Best of the Super Juniors, right? Swerve is kind of a reach for me.
Swerve was because last year they teamed together in Wembley.
I know. And they put the young against the, I get it. But like, you know, and then like just a Moxley thing, like really fucking annoyed me.
I liked it, especially when he did the Tiger Driver to Kenny. And that's what Moxley was always saying he's got to do. It kind of felt like that made more sense.
But like, what is like, what there's no, and not every wrestler needs a defined role, but what the fuck are the Death Riders? Like, first of all, they have to have, they've got to have Tony Khan's family fucking. They got to have Tropical says match didn't feel long enough. Try Blue Chew. They got to have Tony.
I've tried.
They got to have a member from Tony Khan's family tied up in the basement somewhere because they're on TV every fucking week for multiple segments. The death. Yep. We need a break from this. Is worse than the Jericho stables. Like they're on every at multiple segments on every episode of Dynamite and Collision and the pay per views. I need a break from the Death Rider.
I think I need them to get rid of the two pieces of shit.
Well, like, somebody's got
Miller Yuta, goodbye. Daniel Garcia, I'm done with. I don't care. Give me Pac on TV every week. I'm good with that. Yeah, Marina Shafir, give me her on TV every week, 100%. No. Claudia, or Claudio.
Yeah, Claudia.
I'm on fucking fire tonight.
Yeah, you are, man. Jeez. You're like Mickey Knuckles. So.
Oh yeah.
I don't mind the Death Riders a ton, but it's one of those things for like, is it time to revamp? I like that you compared to the Jericho stables, and the Jericho stables was just always like rotating new bullshit. Like it's just, you know, it's putting a new top with the same old fucking skirt, right? Nothing really changes with it. With the Death Riders, at least they're staying together. One thing I hate about the Death Riders, that fucking stupid huddle that they do.
Yes.
That drives me nuts. It.
Absolutely. I fucking hate that.
There's no reason for it. It's ridiculous. Shafir can go away. I'm with you on that there, Brundlefly, and get rid of.
No, we like Shafir. I love her. We like her.
She's a problem.
We don't like. Nah, she's not. Nah, I have an issue.
Did you see her smack Daniel Garcia and almost knock him out? It was wonderful.
Horrible. But I don't like. I don't think I mind Moxley. I like Claudio. I don't mind Moxley in the whole thing. Like Moxley, obviously he doesn't lose. That's where he is right now. He just doesn't lose. So when he does lose, it's they got to make it mean something. It's got to mean something. But like,
have him lose to Nigel.
I think. Did you see Nigel's interview? Yeah. Did you see Nigel's interview after he did an interview? I guess it was only on Twitter or something like that, where he said, like, you know, I was so worried about losing. I felt like I would never come back from it. But, you know, I went out there. I gave it my all. I came this close, and I'm here, and I feel great. And now I'm going to do everything to get back to it again. Or something along those lines. So,
you think he's in the Continental Cup? I love Nigel. I'm sorry. I fucking love Nigel. I think he's... The match was... I love the match.
Yeah.
I just need look, John Moxley has been superb on TV in his matches. He puts on great matches. I just need a break because, like, am I just supposed to forget the whole Will Ospreay Death Rider storyline? Like, at that moment, at the curtain, before the main event, I'm with you. The video was great. I loved it until we got to John Moxley.
Moxley always said he wanted to bring Will Ospreay to this level. Like, it wasn't about Moxley. It was about bringing Ospreay to the main event, to getting him through the Owen Hart classic or whatever, and getting him to this part. So him being there is why he would be the one to, all right, you're here. Go get it.
I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I get it, Brundo. I get what you're saying, and it makes sense.
Storytelling, bro.
I don't like it. And then like to compare it to the women's, like, okay, Will is now our world champion, and Andrade won the title. So like, we're doing face face again, or are we gonna like force one of them to turn heel like they did with this Kenny Omega and Omega Will Ospreay story?
I think the gauntlet one isn't for like, oh, you get a title shot next pay per view. It's that, like, I think Christian had it where it's like you get a guaranteed pay. It's like their money in the bank, basically.
Right. He's the number one contender, but like,
yeah,
I don't want to see fucking MJF with the fucking championship again. Like,
yeah, I'm kind of. I'm with you there.
MJF. God damn it! I don't think Ospreay and Andrade won't have a banger, but it just doesn't. Like, they shoehorned this into you had such a history with Ospreay and Omega.
Mm-hmm.
And you like forced it into like Omega being a heel. We didn't need to do that.
I think they thought the fans would kind of be on Omega more, so they wanted him to lean into it more, because everybody knew Ospreay was going to be in God at Wembley Stadium. So maybe they wanted Omega, instead of just having the fans boo your baby face, have them lean into it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love the match. I thought the match was great. In the trilogy of Ospreay Omega matches, it's like one in Japan, one in the US, one in the UK, like chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Or Canada, wherever the fuck they did the second one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, they did four of them all together, I think, right?
Maybe. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was one on every different country every time.
We all lost the triple threat match. I think we all took Fletcher. I think Tony took Tikishita. And it'll be the match was, you know.
Yeah, the match was fucking great.
Was what it was expected to be, a complete fucking spot fest, maniacs, fucking great shit. It'll be interesting to, you know, keep it in the family. Family's got to stay together, so we'll see. But I think the cracks are there. It's just a matter of who exits the Don Callis family, Okada or Fletcher.
It feels like it's going to be Fletcher, so it probably will be Okada.
It's got to be Fletcher.
Yeah.
I just think that, like,
do you want to heel Fletcher against Ospreay, maybe?
Well, how are you getting there, Brundlefly?
They got plenty of history.
Are you jumping a couple? Right, but I'm saying you're jumping a couple steps. Like, isn't Andrade is kind of the next guy we're looking at? So,
Andrade has the money in the bank thing of them. So,
yeah,
it's not like he has a title shot on this date.
Yeah, I think that if you turn somebody against the Callis family, right? It's they're going to be they should be at least a pretty over face, and I think that it's easier to do that with Fletcher, and I think that he connects better with the audience as a face than Okada would. So I think that's, you know what I mean, like, I think that's the most positive way to go about it if you're looking to kind of elevate him to that next, you know what I mean, like, and don't get me wrong, he's elevated, right? Kid's got it. But if you're looking to like kind of push him up there as a face, I think that he's the one that you turn against the Don Callis family, and you can run with that for a while because there's like 70 guys in the Don Callis family.
It really is. It's the NWO. They have their NWO black and white. They have their LWO, you know.
So many people.
Yeah.
Also, I had a little chuckle during the women's tag match because it looks like tags were completely thrown out, and I just could think HK losing his mind during this tag match.
He was, but you know what? You know what helped me keep it together?
Jamie Hayter's booty.
Yeah, there was some of that going on. You know, it's funny, like, you know, you throw a couple of birds out there with some tits and some ace. All of a sudden, I don't care as much about the done and no takes. I don't know what happened.
I don't, the gauntlet thing, whatever. Like, I'm just.
Yeah. Whatever. I think the most entertaining thing about that was Justin Roberts announcing Commander as Mystico. Whoops. And then Mystico's like the next guy out after that. Or maybe I think he was like the next guy out.
Rolled the dice on the tag match. I'm happy that Cage, I really thought I picked the wrong like I was like I took Cajun Cope and I was like, I feel like this is the wrong pick, but I'm glad it worked out for me.
That was a surprising one.
Was it really
another fun match? Yeah. And that
I
fucking
got it wrong, so yes.
And that tag division's fucking stacked now, right?
Yeah. Well, they brought out the Motor City Machine Guns, who it's about time they do something with them. I don't think they've even had a match yet.
Yeah, AEW.
Or did they?
Yes, I think they did. On that collision.
Or they were in like a multi man match or something like that.
Yeah, I think with the Rascals.
Yeah, that's right. And then FDR coming back, like, you know, mechanics. I don't know. That's what I got when they came back with those fucking like shirts with their names on it. It looks like they were there to change the oil.
According to Cage Match, Brundle Fly, they have yet to have a match.
I was gonna say I didn't think you guys know better than I would, but I could have swore they made mention of it on commentary that they had signed a month ago or and had yet to have their first match.
Yeah, they came out in when they were in Detroit on Collision.
Yes, that's right. Then the new level's there.
Love that.
I'm a little mixed on that one.
Why?
So I like them. Like as a tag team, I just, it's one of those like they're like a parody of themselves as the new level. You know what I mean? Like it's the New Day. We can all agree that it's the New Day, and it was the
creation. Right, but they can't call themselves the New Day.
Yeah. I mean, FDR was what were they in WWE? The
revival.
Yeah. So, and they eventually got that to work.
Yeah, I don't know. It's what they are, and that's fine. But I'm still like, I still get a little, I don't say bothered, but it's just like you're just you've regifted me the New Day is what you've done. Like I don't want to regift a New Day. I would like to see them presented a little bit differently. When I
would
say
you like them to be the same day?
Yeah, same day delivery. they can come out like FedEx drivers.
Would you like them to be what the New Day was supposed to be originally? Do you want to do the gospel and all that shit?
The Nation?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, or the New Nation. No, it's just I said it before, like sometimes they're a little bit too close to like a lot of old WWE stuff. And this is another one of those examples where like it just feels like they're just repackaging the same thing. So I would like to see a different presentation.
That's
all.
That's really what they're known as. Like, and that's you know, like, can't take when Vader left WCW for WWF. Mm-hmm. Like, he couldn't be right. Something. It's Vader.
Same thing. Yeah, he owned Sid. Vader. Yeah, yeah.
Right, but it's like that's like how can you it's not like the it's not like the fucking colognes are showing up in fucking AEW
The colon. Team 3D would be an example. When they left WWE, they couldn't be the Dudley Boys anymore. They had to rename, but it's not like they really changed anything because what they were doing was working before that. And the New Day worked for years until they turned them heel, and it worked for a couple of weeks until they stopped doing shit with them to no fault of their own.
All right, that's what people, if you're fucking flipping channels, like, that's what, you know, they're the New Day, right? You know them as the New Day. Now they're the new level.
They're not Ric Flair as Spartacus.
Right. Right? Like, look, and look, if Sheamus ends up there, like, he won't
be Sheamus.
That's
kind of what I wanted to see. I wanted to see the New Day as Spartacus.
You know, I kind of want to see that, too.
Although it is, like, you know, an already bloated roster with just more fucking people.
Yep.
Like, great visual at the end of the tag match, but, like, they just won the 6-man title. So what are we going to do? Are we going to throw are they in the tag team division or are they in the 6-man division? Like, just give me a little clarity here. Like, and I don't want them to be like 2/3 of the 6-man tag champions are going to challenge for the tag title. Like, I don't want that. I want fucking 6-man teams. I want tag teams. I want single guys. What?
Well, of course you do, Double T. But you got to get rid of the trios titles. They're fucking pointless. They're just fucking pointless. Get rid of them. They're gone.
Yes.
There's fucking 100%. No need for them. That just adds more fuck bullshit titles. So everybody that walks down the aisle has got a fucking belt. Get rid of the trios titles. It's horseshit. They're horseshit titles. Get rid of them.
Yes.
Have your tag team division. Have your singles division. This trios, too much shit, man. Just too much shit. Get rid of it.
I don't mind it. I just wish they would use it. Like, just have regular trios.
You don't mind it, Bundle.
There's so many fucking guys there. And there's so many people that are, you know, three-man, four-man groups or whatnot. So it gives them something to do.
You could probably write compelling TV with the Ops and the Rascals and the Lethal Swirl.
Ugh. Maybe not the Lethal Swirl.
Give them something to do, right? They're trio teams. Just make them fucking trio teams. Just let them have trios matches. Right, I think in my eyes, Swerve being a third of the trios champions, that in my mind devalues Swerve. I feel like he's better than that. He shouldn't be a fucking trios champion.
Yeah.
Same thing with Hangman Adam Page. Hangman, he shouldn't be having a trios title. Like,
I mean, when they started the trios, it felt like it was supposed to be a big thing. It was Kenny and the Bucks, it was the Lucha Bros, it was I don't remember who else.
I want to see if you guys can name all the how many of the trios champions you think you can name. We have what are we at here? And how many times have they've been vacated? 15 trios champions since 2022. So 4 years, September 4th, 2022.
So I said Kenny and the Bucks already.
Bro Dildo and Hangman, they were right.
Yep,
they were just
one. Yep.
Joe, Hook, and Hobbs were one. No. Joe Shibata and Hook, and then Joe Shibata and Hobbs.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Longest reigning trios champions, by the way.
Yeah, they never defended it.
One.
I guess Orange Cassidy and some of his friends had to be on there.
Yes.
Yes, the conglomerate. Yep.
Mark Briscoe and O'Reilly, I believe.
No, it was.
No, it was Roddy Strong. That's right. I said the Lucha Bros before, but I can't remember who they were teamed with.
Let's see, the Lucha Bros is Death Triangle.
Yeah, with Pac. That's right.
Yep. The Elite, they held it twice.
Did Death Riders, I feel like, should have been trios champions at some point.
Yes, it was. They were the Blackpool Combat Club.
Yes.
Claudio Pack and Wheeler Utah won it at All In 2 years ago. And then, they recaptured the titles. No, they didn't. Okay, that was the only time they had the titles. Yes.
The Demand was recently tagged, or trios champs.
Trios, yep. The Demand, good call.
Yep.
All right, we're missing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're missing 8 title ranks.
I feel like there was another Hangman tag team in there.
Come on.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, it's recent.
Know this too. It's gonna bother me.
Beginning of the year, January 2026.
Oh, it was Hangman and Jet Speed.
Jet Set and, Rodeo.
And then Jet Speed and Mystico.
All right, Brundle Fly, pull it up.
Jet Set Rodeo. Jet Set Rodeo is such a great name.
Do you know who Jet Set Rodeo lost the titles to? The astounding 11-day reign.
Jeez, this was just at the beginning of the year, too.
Yeah, this was March. We're looking for Okada, Mark Davis, and Kyle Fletcher.
Oh, that's right.
And then Mystico and Jet Speed lost it to the Dogs of Clark Connors, David Finlay, and Gabe Kidd.
Yeah, and then they got hurt. Gabe Kidd got hurt.
Yep. And then you got to go back to 2023 for the House of Black.
The House of Black.
Yeah. And then they lost the titles to the Acclaimed, Bowens, Caster, and B.A. Billy Gunn, who lost the titles to the Bullet Club Gold Bang Bang Gang of Jay White, Austin Gunn, and Colton Gunn, who then vacated the titles.
Is that when Jay? I can't remember if that's when one of the guns got hurt or Jay White got hurt.
I don't know.
I think it was one of the guns.
It was when they, I don't know. It's fucking stupid. Let's see. What's this say? Yeah. Jay White was hurt. Yeah. And then the Patriarch, Cage, Wayne, and Killswitch won the titles.
That's right. I miss Mama Wayne. Said she's not with with Nick anymore. Don't give me that face. You would smash Mama Wayne into a million pieces.
Yeah. Don't act like you wouldn't, HK. Yeah.
You would climb that tree in a second.
Speaking of climbing trees, Darby climbing the fucking scaffolding or the fucking thing and doing the coffin drop.
Oh, that was awesome until it wasn't the finish.
Complete fucking chaos that match was.
Yeah. Got that one wrong, too.
Yeah, so did I, because I was like, well, Darby doesn't need to be the TNT champion again.
Yeah. And then, you know, he has to finish the story and get him on the, was it the stretcher or whatnot?
It's, I don't know, man. Like, the whole, like, this leading up to it, like, I was, exactly,
yeah, Jay. You're never too late, Jesse.
Yes, Wolf, indeed. Like, I was.
HK, calm down it. There.
Yeah, don't get too excited.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Like your cock on the computer, buddy.
Yeah, the computer's working about as good as it anyways.
Yeah, that's what I would call a hard drive.
I was thinking
pretty, after a lot of software right now.
Do you need us to call in an airstrike? I mean, I'm sure she could be home from the fair pretty quickly. Tony sends a text message. So I was thinking after last week's show, right? Listening back to last week's show, like the Darby Allin, like firecracker fucking thing. Like, but then I was like, he survived so much worse leading up to this match.
Yeah.
Like, how did that put him in a fucking gurney and a stretcher? It was stupid. It didn't make sense. And then to have him do all this crazy shit and walk away as a TNT champion, like, he's just doing crazy shit for crazy shit's sake. And then I think afterwards he said, like, I don't know how long I'm going to do this, so I just go 100 miles an hour, like, all the time. Well, if you go 100 miles an hour all the time, eventually you're not going to get out of your fucking car wreck, buddy.
I feel like wrestling Goldberg would be more dangerous than being caught in his entrance like Darby was.
But this was like complete fucking chaos and pandemonium, and Sting's kid is there, and Sting is back, and Brian Cage is involved, and it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, Darby,
it was fun
again?
For what it was.
What's he, like a four-time TNT champion now?
I think at least three.
The only thing that I think I enjoyed about that match, and there wasn't much. I'm not a Darby just guy. Like, I don't find this match just to be very entertaining, but when Sting, it looked like Sting was going to climb the ladder. And I was like, his old ass is going up the ladder. I was like, this should be fun. Like, I was waiting for fucking devastation. And then Sting's kid climbs the ladder. He's like, no, 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 not Pops. I got this one. And he jumps. That I kind of fucking dug. Like, I was okay with it. Like,
yeah,
he looks like, and he's older, isn't he? Sting's son.
34.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I mean, seems like he's got the cut for it.
Yeah.
You know, half face, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Half Wolfpack, half NWO Sting.
Full putter up of chairs.
Yeah.
Like someone else's lazy fucking kid.
Hey, he's going to be Matt this week or this month. He's going to be in the Mecca. I think I might head over there for that.
He's wrestling Joey Janela, right?
I think it's Janela, yeah. You know they're going to do a chair joke on that.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the Willow Mercedes match, HK? We kind of talked about that before when we were going through a bunch of the AEW stuff.
No, I was pretty much zoned out on that. I can't fucking stand Mercedes. So like it was hard for me to lock in. So it was in front of me, but I wasn't like paying too much attention to it. It felt, even me like barely paying attention to the match, it felt like it went on longer than it needed to. I know she got the fucking nose break early. Yeah. That's kind of what
we're saying. That was like the maybe like second or third move of the match.
Yeah, I just find her to be absolutely unbearable. So it's hard for me to really lock in. And even if I was locked in, it's hard for me to, like, I can't look at objectively. I can't stand her. You know what I mean? Like, if she went out there and it was an amazing match, I'd say yes, amazing match, great job, well done. But you know how good of a match it would have to be for me to sit back knowing I can't stand her, for me to give it, like, the praise? And it was in front of me. I just wasn't into it.
No, I thought it was a good match.
Thoughts on Willow's entrance attire?
the best fucking part about her entrance attire is that only one of the titties went off.
I had a thought, and this isn't like a big person joke or whatever, but as soon as she came out like this, let me see if it comes across. This is exactly what I thought of.
But did you notice that? Only one of the titties went off and it barely went off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alley Catch did that years ago too.
Both titties got to go off if you're going to go out there.
Yeah.
Like you both titties got to fire.
Yeah, they don't have luck with explosions going off, so no surprise really there.
And then Will and Kenny. Will's champ. Big celebration.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I thought they made this pay-per-view feel big and feel important, too. With a lot of the packages, a lot of the entrances or whatnot, the fireworks everywhere. You know, it definitely felt like their biggest show of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. It was good. I liked it. Look, as much as I complained about like the Moxley stuff, like it was good, you know, and it was hard for me to enjoy it this afternoon because it was a race against time. You know, maybe it's something I'd love to tell you. I'm going to go back and watch it, but that's probably not going to fucking happen.
Nope.
I was up at fucking 7:30 this morning to watch fucking AAA. Before I had to leave for work, because I had to get that in too. And that was a longer fucking show because it was before NXT Heat Wave. So fucking fast forwarding through fucking commercials and entrances, like just fucking not enjoying it because I'm like looking at my fucking watch every 20 minutes. Fantastic show though.
So I will say, like I'm not a I've been out of the loop on AEW for a while. Yeah. But watching this show, like, good variety. You know what I mean? Like, good variety. I just, my complaint about the show is going to be my complaint, I think, just about modern wrestling at this point. It's just, it's too fast, not enough sell. You know what I mean? Like, just the regular stuff that I don't care about with today's product just in general. But for the most part, like, I do appreciate that they put a lot of variety in front of me on their card. Like, way too many matches. Right. Way too many matches. That's it. It's a lot to ask of your audience to sit through an event that long, both, you know, watching it on TV and in person at the event. But I can say, like, I do appreciate the variety that they put in front of me. That's 100% honest.
It's funny, right? It's like, do you want to pay, like, I don't know, like a little bit less and go to like a 6-hour wrestling show? Or do you want to pay out your asshole and go to a show with 4 matches and 30 minutes worth of fucking commercials while you're sitting there with your thumb up your ass, right? There's like, there's no happy medium in this day and age. Like Sunday night main event or whatever the fuck is happening this Sunday is going to open with a fucking musical performance.
That's this Sunday?
Yeah, that's Sunday. Shit. That's this Sunday. Like what are we doing? Well, I fucking hate Big Boom and AJ, right? I'll take them 100% over Lil Yachty and whatever fucking rapper is going to perform Sunday night, and Logan Paul and whatever other blowjob when fucking Tom Brady is involved in the WWE for WrestleMania next year. Like, I just don't fucking care.
Give me the Rizzler doing this for 15 minutes instead of a Lil Yachty concert.
Give me the Rizzler getting thrown off a fucking ladder through a plate glass window like Darby. I'll pay for that. fucking shit.
He'll get back up. He's got that Riz.
Also, my new favorite thing is going on Twitter after any pay-per-view show and just the people that just suck the proverbial dick of like the wrestling media. Like they can't like put together their own thought. They just like suck off everybody else's just so they can get like a mention. It's my favorite thing to do. Nobody has an original thought on Twitter. It's a shit fucking app and a shit fucking community, but man, is it fucking funny to go on there after the pay-per-view and just read just people regurgitating the nonsense. Like they didn't even sit and watch and have a thought for themselves because they were watching the show but also scrolling Twitter the whole time, so they missed all the intricacies.
My favorite thing to do is to go on Instagram and just watch people with no thoughts in their head and just, you know, regurgitating the wrestling media or whatnot. All right, that joke sucked.
Yeah, that was not good. My favorite thing was on Instagram and watch black people listen to heavy metal music they've never listened to before.
Watch those videos?
That's fucking awesome. Awesome. I don't know if it was the same guy you're thinking of, Brenda, but it was a guy. It was a man and a woman, and they were listening to Korn, mm-hmm. Freak on a Leash,
and yes,
and kicked in, and the fucking girl's fucking wig fell off. I love it.
Splitting wigs.
I fucking love it. HK, we were talking before. I know you don't do a lot of. You're not a big social media guy.
Right.
Right. But we talked before, like, I don't seek out spoilers, right? Because it kind of takes the wind out of my sails, right? But, like, you know, the phone listens to everything, right? So every time, like, we were at fucking that Mexican restaurant and we talked about medieval times for 3 minutes and then you had a zillion fucking, right? So, like, and I hate to, like, go back to this because we already talked about it, but I'm interested to see, like, where you stand on this. Like, so my job usually, like, half the time I'm just standing around doing nothing. So I go on my fucking phone and because of the algorithm, like I get shit that I don't even subscribe to or follows, but I get it as like an ad, like, oh, you like this. Right. So like Saturday, I got like the New Day I've signed with AEW, like, but I don't want to know that. I know the spoilers for Raw tonight. Cause that popped up on social media. I don't want to know that.
Right.
But I'm not, don't go on social, but I can't, like, it's just in this day and age, like when I'm bored and I can't do 17-0 or 162-0 without wanting to throw my phone in the fucking pizza oven. why am I 161-1? Why am I 16-1? What did I miss? Right. So it's like, there's no way to avoid it anymore.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
It is disappointing. It super sucks because I know when we when we were younger, you had to seek them out. Like you had to go online and go on to, you know, 411 Wrestling or wherever it was that you went to find the shit if you wanted to find the shit, I don't like it at all. And I try not to be on like social media as much as possible. You know what I mean? Like it's such a time suck and it's such a, like, you just get so disappointed in the fact that like you share the earth with like other fucking humans that are just absolutely trash. So like that's the part where I kind of lose it and getting the, like, the medieval times and all that kind of shit. Like, we know that the phone's listening and stuff like that, but like I don't get those same, like, I don't get those same things like on my, like when I open up like my landing page or whatever on my phone, I don't get those same stories. What, a lot of NFL stuff.
He gets gay porn and...
Yeah, what's the landing page?
Like when you just open up, like you're scrolling, like your internet, like your search. Your
web browser?
Yeah. Your web browser. Yeah.
Web browser. So like your landing. I've never heard anyone call it a landing.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That's maybe it's an older term. I'm not sure.
Ted Talks. Ted Takes Wrestling.
Hey, Ted!
I'm only on YouTube to watch the bison shorts.
My man. Motherfucker Ted. I love that guy. Ted's class act. But I don't get like, I don't get that same stuff. Now, if I were to go to like, Twitter, there's not a lot of stuff like pops up for me, even when I go to Twitter. And I think it's just because I'm not really on Twitter that much. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
and you know what? We've talked about this before. It's not Twitter that does it to me. It's Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, see, and I don't have Instagram, and I'm Facebook is a rare occurrence for me. Like when I do go on Facebook, it's pretty much just to look at like no context Ric Flair, no context
Dustin. Right. Well, that's the thing. Like,
that's about it.
I'm on Facebook to like see what nonsense is happening in the deathmatch community because I get a chuckle out of that. But because I'm looking through that, right, and because like my wife sends me wrestling reels and friends send me wrestling reels, like it figures out the algorithm. So like I don't subscribe to Fightful on Facebook, but it's the first thing that popped up when I opened Facebook the other day. That's a new day it signed. I understand you have a job to do and report it, but now I can't like block. I'm not even searching it out. I don't pay for your premium content to behind a paywall. Like I just don't want to know everything.
Yeah. I'm right with you. I just opened Facebook to see what would pop up when I open it up, and it looks like action figure stuff, and subscribe to stars, I guess. A lot of dog adoption stuff. Yeah, like, so there's not like, you know what I mean, like a shitload of local independent, like a lot of indie wrestling stuff shows up on my feed. So, and like I say, I'm not a big fan of social media bullshit, right. And I don't want to get that information. I wish it wasn't so readily available. And sometimes you almost get disappointed, in, like the reporters, you know,
like, yes, yeah, exactly.
Reporting on this story and this story and story, yeah, it, yeah.
Sometimes it's like cool stuff.
Fucking get over yourself, man.
Hey, we popped up when I opened up Facebook. Yeah. I like that.
Got a boy.
Sometimes you find cool stuff. My brother sent me this cool thing about an older couple went missing in the desert. And it was like national news. And that's where the guy from Fastball wrote The Way. It's about this missing couple.
Oh, no shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. I listened to the song immediately and I was like, changes the whole way I listen to this song.
Oh, I got to listen to that song later. I love that fucking song.
A great song, but now it has a whole new meaning to me.
That was it? Smoke on the Water. I heard the fucking why that was written, and I was like, "Yep, got to go to that now." And I was like, "Oh man, yeah."
See, that's the shit I like listening to on like Facebook or YouTube or whatnot. I want the stories explaining stuff. Like a lot of mine, thankfully, a lot of mine have been like old baseball stories or whatnot. Yeah, those are fun. Yeah.
I dig it. Well, look, I know what happened on Raw tonight. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. But last week, I don't know if you guys had a chance to go back and watch. Fucking Rey Fénix and Dragon Lee was fucking bonkers. Bonkers, crazy, fucking awesome match. Obviously, we all kind of predicted what the finals were going to be of this AAA tournament. Rey Fénix and Penta. Fucking Royce Keyes is with the
OTM, out the mud. Yeah,
Bronco Nagurski's back. He's after got booted from the Perros.
And Ludic Shark.
So we got that going on. Big Cass beat Javon Evans. High five. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in WWE. You guys tell me. You probably know more than me. I know what happened with the tapings, right?
Yeah. Jacob Fatu got his mic cut off.
Oh, because he said like motherfuckers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he said motherfuckers. So, whoops.
Hey, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, don't forget what Triple H said. We're not gonna be able to. We're not gonna censor anything on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liar. Yeah, liar, whore. Responsibility.
They have responsibility. They can't do that.
What's their responsibility?
You know, to provide entertainment for the fans that the fans it's can fair. Watch. With
yeah, family. It's if they want to be. PG be PG.
Yeah. You got stockholders and stuff like that, you know? It's not just one guy running the helm. Can't just say motherfuckers.
You got ESPN, you got everybody's involved. TKO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't,
you know what I did see?
Yeah, tell me. Give it to me.
So, and I don't watch SmackDown. Like I never catch it, right? Never able to catch it. But I did find out that like sometimes they'll just show a match, right? They'll just throw a match up there on YouTube and you can just watch like this happened on Raw or SmackDown. I love what Kevin Owens doing. Kevin Owens might be injured too. I did read that today.
Yeah, I read that too.
Brenda, you put the wrong HK, you put all the wrong results on. These are this week's.
Spoiler. Wait, did I spoil everything?
Yes,
you put the wrong the results for well, SmackDown.
Pay no attention to the results at the bottom.
Take those down. What are
so it's all spoiled right now?
You're spoiling it for everybody who is gonna walk around SmackDown, friend. Jesus Christ. Because I saw that tag team name go by and I'm like, wait, what? Who? And I'm looking at Brundo's notes and I'm like, those are the wrong results, brother.
No, I mean they're the right results. Trust me there.
Well, they're for this week.
Molly's not here, so he's not numb nuts yet.
What do you mean? It's the results.
That's the well, it was all taped last week.
They're the results.
They're this week's results.
Yeah, they're the results. It counts.
Well, SmackDown anyways, technically hasn't happened yet, so.
Well, it kind of has. if you want to know the results, I got them for you.
What, you SmackDown, they show what
yeah,
a match?
Yeah. Tatum Paxley. So, like, I saw her on NXT. I saw her live at an NXT show that me and Downtown PD Brown went to. And I was super impressed with her. She's a talented kid. And yes. Then I didn't realize that she had gotten called up. I didn't realize she was on SmackDown. And I she would work. Fucking talented kid. Like I was happy to see her there. And it's kind of cool to see like them cycling some of these people that are coming up from an NXT time period that maybe is when I fell off a little bit more. Cause you know, maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was a little bit more locked into NXT as a product. I thought they were getting back to being something that was very watchable. And then it just kind of went sideways for me. But Tatum Paxley, when I did see her live, she was so good. So I'm super happy to see her. One thing I don't like about her, that finish is a fucking nightmare. That finish is almost Saul Ruka finish bad. Like that's fucking horrible.
I like that finish, but I think she's a little too tiny to be doing it. Either that, or they play up her like her weightlifting background because she's a former like champion weightlifter. You'd never, I would never think that. Yeah, Tatum Paxley was a former weightlifter back in the day. Either weightlifter, bodybuilder, one of the two.
Huh. Yeah, she doesn't look like she would have been at all. No, so, but it's cool to see her. You know. Doing her thing on the main roster and looking like she really should be on the main roster.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm a huge fan of her. She's got an incredible ceiling.
Yeah, she's won. A power lifter winning USA powerlifting championships multiple times. Two-time.
Mm. Yeah, good for her.
Pretty rad. Yeah, good for her. Good for her. Triple Mania is shaping up to be something you don't want to miss.
When is it?
I'm just going to tell you. It is September 11th and September 13th. Two nights. So much Triple Mania. So much Triple Mania.
I'm going to be at Blues Traveler.
Oh, that's just the first night. So the 13th, you will be around for Grande Dominic.
Yeah, and you'll be able to watch the first night on the 10th or the 12th.
That's how days work.
Still solid episode. Solid episode. A little longer than normal, but I enjoyed it. We got a lot of, you know, Rey Mysterio is going to fight Omos at Triple Mania, and if Omos wins, he gets to stay. But if Rey beats him, he gone.
Omos is out.
He out. He's got to go. The Butcher made his debut. He fucking killed Chris Carter.
Oh, killed God. Him. That was awesome. All over the socials, him throwing him out of the ring. The
fucking clowns. They're going to have a psycho clown fucking Mexican death match at Triple Mania, probably. Mini Vikingo, Nathan Frazier, and Jack Cartwheel went to a fucking 20-minute time limit draw. They're going to be a four-way match for the AAA Cruiserweight Championship with Rey Fénix now.
Yep. Matthew Burch, credit where credit's due. He called it when Jack Cartwheel was on here. He'd love to see him at Triple Mania fighting for that Cruiserweight title. Called it.
Laparca won the AAA Latin American Championship in a four-way match, so he's the new champion. So the Viking Raiders, you know, they use shenanigans to beat the fucking Bravo Americanos, Los Americanos.
You got
hot shit going on in AAA. Hot shit going on down there.
Hydra and Flamer, I think, are the is the women's title match.
La Catalina.
I thought La Catalina. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's in the same group as Flamer. Flamer's interference backfired, so now that the stablemates are going to go after her. Flamer's had the title for fucking ever, over a thousand days. I'm in. I love it. It's my favorite thing to fucking watch. I can't believe it's a WWE thing. I really can't.
Well, it's basically what NXT used to be, the black and gold NXT, where it was like, you can't believe it was this thing, where it's, you know, KO and Pac and Sami Zayn and all these guys, and later Andrade and Ciampa and all these guys on the top. It was the best hour of TV on or of wrestling on TV.
Hey, Mr. Undertaker and fucking Jeremy Borash are doing a bang up job down there.
Yep.
I'm very much enjoying it. And yeah, Matthew Burch is right. He's got a AAA show on YouTube. Mini Vikingo, Jack Cartwheel, Nathan Frazier match everyone needs to check out. Best match of the entire weekend. And I like the butcher guy. I can't say it in Spanish. I don't know how to pronounce it. El Carnicero? El Carnicero.
It sounds like a taco.
Made by the butcher. Oh, yeah, look at that. They also announced that Psycho Circus is defending their trios titles against Los Perros del Mal on night one of Triple Mania.
Love the Psycho Circus.
Who doesn't like a bunch of crazy clowns?
Yeah. Hey, at one point, a couple of years ago, Psycho Clown was king. Yeah.
That's true.
Psycho Clown was king in Mexico.
So I'm really enjoying that. And I know, like,
hey, Matt, you got it right. Yeah. You pronounced it right. Good job. Maybe you talk better in Spanish than English.
See. A broken clock is right twice a day. Just keep that.
Unless it's blinking zero.
Yeah, what else is on fucking Sunday night main event? What do we got? Cody and Fucknuts, Randy Orton.
Yes. Bron Breakker and Oba.
Omos. Yeah. Oba, not Omos.
Not Omos.
Oh, is it more spoils, double T?
Hip hop artist Quavo will open the show with a live performance of an unreleased track from his upcoming album. Quome life.
Will I be watching that? Quav no.
What the fuck's a Quavo?
I don't Quav no.
Now is this on? This is on Peacock, right? Because it's a Sunday night thing, or is it on? Yeah,
yeah, it's Peacock thing.
Cody, Randy, Oba, Braun, Charlotte, Alexa, Tatum against Jade, Meechin, and B-Fab. Baron Corbin against Lil Yachty.
If Yachty survives,
yeah. And if he survives, Trick gets a U.S. title shot later in the night.
MLW superstar Baron Corbin.
I was going to ask. Was he was on this week, right? Didn't he wrestle Riddle?
Yeah, I think he lost by DQ. Or HK, did you watch MLW?
I didn't get a chance to catch it yet, no.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance either.
Neither did I. Which leads me to my next question. Anyone for JCW?
Yes, I will not. Miss JCW, those assholes, fuck them.
Well, guess what, buddy? You are the only one tonight that watched it because I did not have fucking time to watch JCW. How long was the episode?
So it was the live show on Saturday night, and it said that it was going to be I think it was an hour and like 58 runtime, but the first I think about 20 minutes is just the logo.
it was
a shorter show, which was nice. It could have even been shorter than it was, to be honest with you, because it was a piece
of shit. It always could be shorter.
Yeah,
it was a piece of shit. All right, well, walk us through the fallout from Bloody Mania 19.
Well, you got Disco Ray's back.
Yeah, but that didn't look like it went so well for him.
It did not. No. Cruel fucked him up.
Did he have? Was he like concerned with the like where the ring rat was with Stephen Flo, or did he not even get a chance to broach that subject with her?
No, didn't even come up. Didn't even come up. Not a problem. Yeah. Sally Boy. Sally Boy is part of the JWO now. He's the guy that they decided that they were going to go with. Interesting segment, I guess. Violent Joseph. Is it Joseph? Yeah. He sucks. He sucks. his goddamn like promos and stuff like that. It just a little much. And then like he's doing this thing because it was, I don't know if it's just because it was live or not, but he would like stop and like look at the camera real hard and point and look. And then go back to his promo, and it's like, it wasn't entertaining to me. Vito was like, yeah, Sally Boy, you go with him. You go with him, Sally Boy. That's the deal's a deal. You go with him. And it was kind of funny too, because then Vito was like, you fucking piece of shit. I'll fucking smack every one of you right in the fucking mouth. You treat him okay. All right. He's my little boy. It's fucking ridiculous. And then Violent Joseph was like, your boy is ours now. Weird. Shit's fucking strange. So that was something. They did a backstage segment where God, what's the other Luciano? Sally, Vito, and what's his nuts?
Vinny?
Yeah, Vinny was playing cards with Disco Ray and the Outbreak.
Okay.
And Shane Mercer for no reason, just no reason whatsoever. They're just playing cards in the back. And the Outbreak, I guess, had the winning hand. And then they were going to fight. And then Danny Mo came in and said, all right, we'll take all this and walk away. And they take like actual poker chips, which doesn't make any sense because where are they cashing in their poker chips? Right? Like that should have been fucking money on the table. That's how that shit works. So that was weird. Golly, what was the other thing? Boy. Storm won a four-way to be the number. He's now the new number one contender.
To whom?
To the champion.
Yeah, but which one? Caleb Conley or Josh Bishop?
Oh, I guess that part is unclear.
I don't know. Yeah. Flip a coin.
I'm gonna go probably Conley because they did a Morton and Conley did a big ass segment where they went back and forth on the mic. So that it seems like they're positioning Conley a little bit more. Bishop wasn't even around. Kind of non-existent there. Painful Paul beat the shit out of Big Vito. That was kind of interesting. Yeah. Because they did a segment where Sally Boy was drinking Fago and there must've been something in that Fago. Cause he walked out carrying a stick. What's that?
Fago.
Yeah. So I said Fago.
No, you said, why do you say it like that? You say like, do we say bagel?
Bagel.
Fago. You sound like you're saying Fago.
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 I like Fago.
Yeah. So they put something in Sally Boy's Fago and he came out. He was a little loopy and hit Vito with the kendo. And then they did a interview segment in the back with Mark Davis interviewing Sally Boy, and Sally Boy was wrecked, fell off his bar stool, and smacked his head. It's kind of funny. They played up the bangers beating the shit out of the posse years ago.
Yeah, where did the headbangers come from? What's this all about?
Yeah, here? That's pretty. That's a pretty random bunch.
I thought it was fucking cool. Like I like the headbangers. So
yeah, but where did they come from? Like, what was the explanation? They were just like driving through Podunk, fucking middle of the country, and they just
stopping by. Yeah. Well, same thing with the GCW guys were there. And that was fucking just that was disgusting.
Well, no, because they did the thing with Brett Lauderdale and Vince Russo at the end of that episode,
right? And Brett, like when they showed up, Mark Davis in the back, and Lauderdale was like, because we're invited guests of the greatest mind in professional wrestling, Vince Russo, and I just wanted to, just right in the face, right? Just punch me.
You know his name is Mac Davis, right? Are you saying Mac or Mark?
Mac Davis. Yeah, you're right. I was saying Mark, but you're right. It is Mac Davis. Yeah. No, you're right. That's fucking up. That's fine. Yeah.
Was Vinny Roo on the show?
Like Cavoni Omega. Vinny Roo was on the show. And he showed up on the show during the promo between Kerry Morton and Caleb Conley. Yeah. And he showed up because you know what he's doing the next 3 weeks? Kerry Morton's going to have a match, and every match he needs to win in less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
And as long as he wins every match in less than 5 minutes, he'll get a shot at Conley and Conley's belt.
Okay.
It was a little much. And then do
we know who his opponents are?
I bet it's going to be Mr. Happy, one of them.
Oh, another Mr. Happy Kerry Morton match.
Would be happy, yeah. No, we don't know who they are.
Maybe Cruel. I could see them thrown against them.
Oh, and a Dijak. Throw a Dijak in there.
Yeah.
What about that titties guy?
Mr. Happy?
No, the other titties guy. No.
Who's the titties guy?
Congo Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got some. He's got some mud flaps on his front. So
write it down, Brenda.
Oh, I'm writing it.
Main events, bangers, and JWO. Ridiculous, just silliness, obviously. Bangers still look good. Okay. Like, you remember, God, was it like 4 or 5 years ago when they kind of randomly showed up and wrestled a match on SmackDown? Or maybe it was longer ago?
It was longer. They had a run in ROH at about 14 years ago.
I was on a show with them like 2 years ago. They can still go. Like they kind of kick ass still. So that match was no contest. It was thrown out because the GCW guys showed up, and then the bangers fought.
What GCW guys?
Cage. I don't know, a bald guy, short guy, overweight guy. Lauderdale. Yeah.
Would be a bald guy Mathers. And an overweight guy.
Mathers was there too.
Okay.
And then the bangers fought off the GCW guys, and then stood over the JWO, and Violent Joseph was all fucking pumped about that, and finally respects the bangers. And then the bangers turned on the JWO, and you know, classic Rusey style, and the GCW guys came in. That was the fucking part that I you know, if I was a guy that would break things over the silliness of professional wrestling, this would be something that would make me break something. So you have the headbangers and whatever it was, like 5, 6 GCW guys all beating the shit out of Too Tough Tony and Willie Mack. They're just beating the shit out of them, right? That many guys. And then Violent Joseph grabs his kendo stick and fucking waddles his fat ass down the ring. And they all scatter. They scatter like this asshole's going to do something. Are you out of your fucking mind? Why? Like, is it because he owns the company he can fucking blow himself like this? Fuck you, man. Just fuck you. That hobbled old fat piece of shit with a cane is not going to do a goddamn thing when you got 6 guys in there ready to fuck him up. Like, it's so dumb. Why would they scatter? Empty the locker room. Get me the GCW guys to have his back. Back him up like he says on commentary all the time. We're a family here. Get some of the fucking family members to back him up and go down to the ring so they scatter. One old fat bitch with a cane is not fucking chasing off all those guys. It's not going to happen. It's so dumb. So dumb. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Violent G is only 54 years old.
Holy shit, I would have swore he was 72. The way he walks those orthopedic shoes, that fuck.
It's a pretty hard 54.
He's lived a hard life. He's had some health issues, HK. Give the guy a break.
Okay.
He's doing his best.
I'll give him a break. Sure. He's doing his best. But
I get it. I 100%. Like, why would GCW be scared of one guy with a fucking kendo stick? Especially if you've ever watched fucking GCW. Those guys beat the shit out of each other with anything that's not nailed down at whatever fucking place they're wrestling at. And this schmuck with a fucking kendo stick's coming out. They should have just beat the shit out of him and waited for, like, Jeeves and company to save the day.
Well, it's dumb. Right, it is just dumb. One guy with the kendo stick's gonna, and especially, like, I could see if it was one guy like Kerry Morton, right? He can actually swing the kendo stick quick,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, he can actually pop some guys, but not Violent Joseph, right? He's not.
He's kind of slow, right?
Slow as hell. Yeah, ain't working for me.
Right? Why would you run from a zombie? They're dead. They're slow.
Right. Yeah.
I get it. No, it makes sense.
Yep. Sounds like a great episode to miss.
No, man. Fucking, they're all great to miss, but I ain't going to miss it. I ain't going to miss it. No.
I respect the commitment.
Yeah, well, and I kind of blame you for turning me on to this shit, and now I just fucking hate watching it.
Yeah, look, if I got the time, I'll watch it. Like last week, I watched everything. This week, I was busy. I didn't watch everything.
Yeah, I got you. I feel you. But that's, yep. Yeah, no, it's become just part of my fucking routine now, which kind of sucks.
Did I tell you, replace it with AAA, man?
I can't do it. Can't do
you
it.
You can. You'll be so much happier.
No, I can't do. I got rid of AEW. Now I got JCW.
Okay.
But yeah, good job. That's like getting rid of crabs with herpes.
Like, why don't look? Clearly, this makes you happier, right? Let's just replace it with AAA and MLW.
Yeah, but one of us really has to watch JCW.
Tony will watch JCW. Tony. I will watch JCW when I can. I mean, yeah. Look, don't, you know.
Yeah,
maybe that could be punishment. Pick's punishment. You have to watch all the JCW.
Well, oh, they're gearing up for episode 100.
I can't watch a 3-hour episode of JCW. I can't.
I think it's 9/24 is episode 100.
Oh, so the end of September. Okay, so I have time.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of things ending, not really. I don't know. Terrible segue, Matt. But Dark Side of the Ring ended this past Tuesday. I'm going to sneeze.
God bless you.
Thank you. Sorry.
You were so good looking.
We have the Zach McGowan story. Ugh, easy for me to say. Zach Gowan story.
I'm so glad you said the same thing I did last week.
Well, I did that as a pot shot at you, Brundo. I know who
he is. Oh, that's fine. I forgot. I know who he is. I forgot me and my friends called him Zach McGowan for years because there's a McGowan Park in my town. So I've called him Zach McGowan longer than Gowan.
All right.
Was he interviewed by Mark Davis?
No, Mac Davis. Mac Davis, Zach Gowan. Fago.
Yeah, Fago.
No, Fago. How do you say Trivago?
Served by Conan. Trivago?
Conan's got no feet like Kamala.
No.
What do you guys think of Dark Side though? Dark Side with Zach McGowan. I did not do that on purpose. Zach Gowan. The one-legged wrestler.
I liked it. Yeah. I enjoyed the episode. It wasn't like the best episode they ever did. It wasn't like a blow me away episode, but I thought it was entertaining throughout. Like, I didn't realize how freaking bad his drug habits were, where he's going to TNA and asking his boss for coke. It's like one of my friends said yesterday, it's like maybe he didn't realize he asked the wrong Jeff in TNA for coke. So I really like that they included the story of John Laurinaitis hiring the wrong one-legged guy. that was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was, I enjoyed it. You know, I'm surprised they showed Truth Martini because he's not the most upstanding citizen, but I guess it is Dark Side of the Ring. You know, it's, I thought they did a nice job painting the picture of like a 19-year-old kid getting a job in WWE and completely fucking it up and also having like the worst luck ever. Like you get put in a program with Piper and Hogan and like Piper.
They're fucking both gone in a month.
Yeah, Piper goes on that HBO thing and fucking has that fucking Jesus moment about everybody dying. Hogan quits a couple weeks later and he's in a main event where he fucking accidentally busts Vince open the hard way. Like... And then he's like fucking out at the clubs and he's like, I'm fucking Zach Gowan on WWE TV. Let me in.
Yeah. You're going to serve me a beer.
The talking heads were, I mean, Rhino was cool. Charlie Haas was weird. Fuck, who else did that have? His mom.
Jimmy Jacobs was good. That was a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see that he was able to turn it. Yeah. Yes, he will.
He was only on there to beat the shit out of him, right?
Yeah. Him and Sheldon killed him.
Yeah, there's been more than one wrestling locker room that I've been in that when Charlie Haas comes up, like the answer is always, it's not if he's on something, it's how much of it, what is it, and when did he take it? the guy's just a wreck. The episode, Dark Side itself, though, it was kind of a weird finale, like a weird spot for the finale. I mean, that seemed like an episode would have been more fitting for the middle of the season. It was a little bit of a softer episode, a little bit more of a feel good episode, which is usually not where they hit. But it was definitely an interesting watch. I didn't realize that it was such a skyrocket of a talent there, where it just to right to the moon. And you shoot yourself. It's kind of what you end up with. But it was a fun watch. It's just kind of a weird, like I said, just a weird spot for it to be in. And as far as the layout of the season of Dark Side, like you think there'd be a little bit heavier hitter maybe, at the end, right? Beginning and end be your heavier hitters, I guess. But
maybe they're trying to end on like a good note, because the last season ended with Muhammad Hassan, and right. You know, his story was sad until he got out of wrestling and became a fantastic human being or whatnot. So this is another one where Zach Gowen, through all his trials and tribulations, he ended up being a pretty freaking good person.
Yeah. I mean,
then again, they ended another season with Marty Jannetty. So, you know, maybe not.
I also think what are we on? Season 7? Like, season 7 done. Like, I think we've reached a point now where, like, not every episode, but some of these episodes can be longer. Like, there's nothing on fucking Vice. This show clearly, without a doubt, gets the most fucking views on Vice.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, you look at the fucking chat, like, it's Zach Gowen, and then after that, it's like, whatever, Dark Side of the Cage, and then right after that they're replaying the Zach
Dark
Side
in the 90s.
Yeah, the dark side of 2000s was on this afternoon.
Dark Side of the Football. Yeah, but then again, maybe an hour is good for somebody like Zach Gowen. Like, what else are you gonna put in there for him?
Right, not everybody needs, but yeah. Like
Paul Orndorff could get another, or you can get Missy Hyatt could have gotten
a little more time, because they didn't really go into like her, they didn't really go into her marriage with Eddie Gilbert,
right? Yeah. That's true.
They left stuff out, like, you know, again, not everything. Like, the Boss Man was kind of a fluff piece, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe we could have got a little more with the Renegade. I don't know, you know? But I think now, like, someone at Vice has to be like, this is clearly the most watched program. Like, if we go to an hour and a half, like, not every episode, but certain ones, like, it'll do well. Because you're just replaying all the same shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just looked it up, and you're right, Double T. It is the highest rated show on Vice is Dark Side of the Ring. It doesn't even seem like there's a close second. It says that the second highest rated show that has been on Vice was the Who Killed WCW documentary.
That makes sense. Series,
and yeah. They did the Territories too. I bet you the Territories. What they do the Territories series on there too, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was really entertaining, but I mean, you only so many territories you can do.
Yeah, but the stories, I mean, you could probably do those for fucking
days. That's true, yeah. Yeah, you could do Amarillo and do tons of stories from there. You could do a whole season on Memphis alone.
You could do it on a particular year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you think with a show like that, like the production costs is pretty fucking low. It's just a bunch of guys sitting around a table, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for the Territories, right?
Yeah. Easy enough, right?
Yeah.
That was the Rock. The Rock was involved in that, right?
Yeah.
Killed WCW for sure. I don't know about the Territory show.
Territories was the Rock. I think he was the he EP? Was the or,
yeah,
yeah, he was the whatever. Didn't he talk about it too, or he had like Jericho's role or whatever?
I'm not sure. Oh, like the
commentator or whatever you want to call it. I'm saying it wrong.
The name of it, yeah. Narrator.
Narrator. There it is. Great minds think alike right there.
Yeah, so let's hope they bring it back for season 8. I don't know what's left to tell, though. Like, what else are we... What haven't we told?
Liz?
British Bulldog. They did Liz.
Did they?
They did Randy and Liz.
Randy and Liz, so, yeah. You could do one on British Bulldog.
There was a Teddy Hart one, right?
I don't know if there was. No, I don't think
that was that Peacock one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You could easily do a Teddy Hart one. You could do fucking an episode on England.
Oh, the Me Too stuff?
Yeah. I'd like to see them do a whole episode on IWA Mid-South, Ian Rotten. Yeah.
You probably get JJ the Road Rogue. Warriors in there.
They did the Road Warriors already, didn't they?
No.
Yes, they did. Savage Liz, they did the Screw Job, they did Brody, the Von Erichs, Gino, Fabulous Moolah, Benoit, New Jack, Rolf Rawl, Snuka, Dino Bravo, David Schultz, Herb Abrams, the Road Warriors, Owen Hart, Pillman, Nick Gage, Collision in Korea, Ultimate Warrior, the Smith, Grizzly Smith family.
Woof.
Dynamite Kid, Plane Ride from Hell, Chris Canyon, FMW, Johnny K9, Luna, XPW, Steroids, Candido, Magnum, Grams, Matt Bourne, JYD, Adonis, Butcher, Abdullah, Bigelow, Bash at the Beach 2000, Marty Jannetty, Earthquake, Buff Bagwell, Terry Gordy, Bruce Beefcake, Harley Race, Chris Cult, Chris Adams, Sherry Martel, The Sandman, Black Saturday, Mankind vs. Undertaker, Ludwig Borga, Vader, Atlas, Superstar Billy Graham, Eddie Gilbert, Billy Jack Haynes, Original Sheik, Daphne, Muhammad Hassan, Jeff Jarrett, CNA, Necro Butcher vs. Joe, Boss Man, Renegade, Orndorff, Hyatt, Gowan.
Well done.
There's got to be more in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Rock and Roll Buck.
Do you know what Buck's favorite garden is? I heard this.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
What?
The kindergarten.
Wow, Brun.
Back here if you need me.
Really going for it tonight, buddy. Yikes, dog.
Why not?
Holy cowie wowie.
I was hoping somebody fucking mentioned Buck today.
Jesus.
Ooh, yeah. True Prince of Pro. I would want them to do a Dark Side on Larry Sweeney. I think them with covering indie stuff with Joe and Nexro episodes, it feels like more of a possibility. I'm totally in for a Larry Sweeney one. That one would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be a good one. There's a lot. There's a lot they could do, I still think. It's just a matter of the talking heads and getting the people who maybe were involved or around. Like, we were talking about it before. One of the LeDuc brothers, Paul LeDuc? Paul LeDuc died yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then... somebody reconfirmed that George Wells has been dead for 6 years. I don't know how you messed that one up, but
the same way you messed up the guy I had in the death pool last year.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Well, once you're out of the wrestling spotlight, I guess if you don't have any connection to it, right? I mean, if they didn't have Travis Orndorff, we probably wouldn't have got the Paul Orndorff story.
I mean, people thought, here's another one. People thought Perry Saturn was dead for years. That would be a dark side. He's out and about these days, so that would be a hell of a dark side.
Oh, yeah, Perry Saturn, yeah.
Raven.
Raven would be a good one, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, Sabu.
Yeah, Sabu.
There's a lot. Do you guys want to, is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we get to the homework?
I have a one quick question for you guys, because I saw this come across my feed recently, and I thought it was an interesting question with us being both, all of us being like the same kind of fandom for going all the way back for WWF. So for Survivor Series, that pay-per-view that they don't do the same way anymore. Do you guys prefer it as four guys or five guys teams?
I like the four. I'll take the 4-on-4 matchups. It just it seems a little bit easier, a little bit cleaner to get four, and it was it was a nice flow the way that they did with four. So yeah, I'll take the four.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like 4-on-4 too. It just made sense. You throw two tag teams that are feuding against each other, and then two singles guys that are feuding, and it worked. It was cohesive. It made sense. Like, you know, you get the one where Bad News Brown walks out on his teammates, and that's par for the course because he's like the badass loner. But, you know, a 5-on-5 was weird.
Yeah. So. I mean, my all-time favorite Survivor Series is Survivor Series 90, and that was 4-on-4. So I've always preferred 4 as well.
Ultimate Survival, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely. That one I've watched about a million times, renting it from Video Madness in my town.
Yeah, I'm that's my favorite as well, Brundlefly.
Nice. Cool. I thought that was a fun
thing. Nothing else, all
right? Yeah, nothing else really on that. So, yeah, homework.
All right, look, I was put on the spot last week, and I just randomly picked a match. I apologize because there was no commentary to this match. All right, I did not.
Only one of us cares about that.
I know, but I felt bad because I was put on the spot, and I didn't have anything ready, so I just randomly picked a fucking match, and I took us back to Houston, July 6, 1984, for Magnum TA Wrestling, Ted DiBiase for the North American title. And there was no commentary, so I felt bad. But I didn't feel bad watching it.
Part of me thought that you did it because there was no commentary. I completely forgot that you got put on the spot. So like when I started watching it today, I was like, wait a sec. I know what this guy's doing. He's feeding me fucking no commentary matches. That's what he's doing. So I'm glad that you reminded me that you got put on the spot there. Even with no commentary, it was a pretty easy watch. You know, like it just was. And sometimes you forget, like Ted, as he progressed, like it's almost like the JBL effect, where like as he progressed, he ended up doing a little bit more in the ring, but ended up getting a lot more over. You know what I mean? And he's always been, a great sell guy. So him and Magnum together, for me, it fucking worked. The stuff outside seemed a little bit early, but then the way that, you know, the way they kind of flowed through the rest of the match, it ended up making sense. The goddamn ropes. I had to rewatch it because I didn't. That was not a planned spot.
No, not at all. You see Magnum hit the bottom rope when he goes to do his spot because he was like,
"Yeah,
You just got to do it."
And that was the part that the entire like match, and it was not like it was an enjoyable match, but for no other reason. Like if you have no other reason to watch this match, it is watching that top rope fucking break. And then them going to that spot where Magnum hits the ropes, and then the fucking ref does the duck down too. Like, and yes, how,
that was so how, random.
But how fucking seamless it was. You know what I mean? Like, it was, everybody was on the same page, even amongst the chaos of it. And then for them to have the wherewithal he's going to hit him with the whatever the fucking piece is called of the ring there, and he blocks it and he hits him instead. Fucking awesome. Way to go, guys. Yeah. Like, again, I hate not having commentary, but out of all the matches we've watched with no commentary, this is by far the best one. By far.
Yeah, this was fucking fantastic. I absolutely love going back and watching these old matches from like this time period and seeing how crazy the crowd is for just like the littlest things and it was amazing. I don't even know what to say with this one. I loved it so much. Like it was awesome seeing DiBiase, because he's at the basically the top of his game at this point. and like he's being talked about, I think around this time as being the NWA World Champion. It was between him, Flair, and somebody else, maybe Dusty. But and then Magnum TA is what, 2 years in, and he's this fucking good, or either that, or that's how great DiBiase is to make him look amazing.
Yeah, it was fucking. It's another one of these matches where less is more. Like, yep. It's such a simple formula. You have your clear heel, your clear baby face. The heel always tries to get the upper hand, and in this case, you know, and I don't know where in the feud this is, but in this case, it finally backfires in DiBiase's face. He puts the thing in his glove, and he tries to do the top rope fucking fist drop, and Magnum moves into fucking belly to belly, and Magnum gets color from the outside stuff. Like, it was just great. 16 minutes of just fantastic fucking wrestling.
I don't even know if these guys were really like feuding. This could have been just like a one-off thing, because I know in 84 DiBiase, I think he's already done feuding with Duggan, but he might be feuding with Terry Gordy. Magnum in 84, him and Mr. Wrestling are like the first opponents when the Midnight Express come in, and then soon thereafter Mr. Wrestling turns on them and they go from there. So
according to the AI, mm-hmm. they did have a feud during 84, which I guess
okay.
ended with this, yeah. For the Mid-South North American Heavyweight Championship.
Okay.
But yeah, it was fucking great. It was great. I loved it. Did you notice the young man who was trying to fix the top rope towards the end of the match?
Was that one of Watts' kids? Or
that was one Bruce Pritchard.
Was it really? Oh, no shit.
Yes, a very young Bruce Pritchard at the end there trying to put the top rope back together while they were going to the finish.
Go figure.
I tell you, man. There's
he did a hell of a job fixing that rope. That was fixed real fast.
They got it up fast. Yeah. I tell you, man, fucking Magnum TA and David Von Erich might be the two biggest what ifs in the history of pro wrestling. God.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other guy was David Von Erich at that point.
In 84?
Yeah, around that time, 83, 84, they're talking about putting the title on. And both of those guys, I believe 100% would have actually gotten it.
Yeah, if David doesn't die, like, what does that do for the NWA? And then if Magnum doesn't get in the wreck, like that was that fucking feud they were building up at Starrcade, was Magnum and Flair. That could change the whole fucking business for the NWA.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. Wild shit. I give it a thumbs up. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but it sounds like everybody's on the same page.
Double thumbs up.
I'm all thumbs.
Tony sent me the homework.
Awesome.
We're going back to 1982 from Titanes en el Ring. Diavola versus Elf Baby. It looks like women. It is 7 minutes of a women's wrestling match.
Is that from Mexico?
Like Spain. Oh boy.
All right.
Wait, is that a woman? Is that a man? I can't even tell. Oh my God. What is Tony doing to us?
I believe in Tony.
Good news is homework isn't going to be long, because I am fast forwarded 2.5 minutes into the match and it hasn't even fucking started yet. And it looks like the referee just came in his pants. What the fuck is this? Oh my.
Can't wait.
I'll send it to the group right now.
I cannot wait. Tony doesn't let us down. I think
it's supposed to be the Diablo, not Diavola. It is wild. It is some wild, wild shit. Copy link, send it to the group. Everyone has homework for next week. Next week, remember, people, 11 a.m. start time for Labor Day. We're going to labor. And then we're going to enjoy the rest of our day with our family and friends and loved ones, and maybe enjoy a vegetable platter or cheeseburger or shit our pants in front of our neighbor's house. Who knows?
Woo-hoo!
Why not? Anything else before we sign off of this beautiful show?
Nah.
I got nothing.
Let me see if I can do this proper. Let me go here to you guys and then...
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
If you are subscribed to our Patreon, we want to thank you. And then there's the big ballers, the executive producer, Manny Carrazzo, producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, Keith Parker, David Henry Bauer III, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, and Roll. Thank you for your continued support. And if you want to vote for the Shining Wizards Hall of Fame at the end of the year, join that Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast.
Who is that?
Good night, Diana.
Bro. That's Bro.
Oh, that's Matt Riddle?
Bro.
What's wrong with
Bro.